Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray, on this Tuesday morning that a lot of farmers in different parts of the province hoping that sun comes out and continues to dry things out so they can get back into the field. Harvest still going in parts of the province, but boy, a lot of people were at a standstill because of the rain that came over last weekend, Friday, Saturday, some places. I saw pictures on Facebook of rain gauges with 7 inches of rain. And had I not heard directly from people, I would be suspicious to say that that seems like a lot. In some cases, that's a season's worth of rain in one downfall. But there were places, I know White City, Emerald Park, so just to the east of Regina is a place that they got dumped on. They got the pictures, not only show the rain gauges, so kids in the ditch and kayaks and dinghies, just because there was so much water out there. So sunshine, hopefully for the next little while, minimal showers, and farmers able to get back into the fields. Well, here, this is what I love about this program is every day we tell stories. And the stories, many times, are homegrown success stories. They are right from here in Saskatchewan, and they tell, it could be business, it could be education. And my next one kind of leans into both of those. In fact, Rob Clark from the Moose Jaw Chamber of Commerce, who's a friend of this program, he got a hold of us one time and said, you know who you should have on your show is the Nanan STEM Academy, which is in Moose Jaw. He told me a little bit about it, and I was intrigued right from the start. Because if you think about kids going back to school today, it really does look different. I mean, what they are learning, and especially programs like the one we're going to talk about, go beyond language and math. Kids are learning skills like coding and robotics and 3D printing, even learning about using artificial intelligence in a healthy way, all through a program called Nanan STEM Academy, co-founded by Sean Nanan, basically equipping students with essential skills to thrive in what the future of work is going to look like. So I'm happy to say that we've got one of the founders, Sean Nanan, joining me in studio today. Sean, thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Great to have you. So I do the setup to your academy, and I mentioned Rob Clark from Moose Jaw Chamber of Commerce, who is really pumping you guys up. Tell me about the concept. Where did this come from, Sean?
Well, yes. Well, STEM is an acronym that stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Mathematics. And that encompasses an area of education and industry that is the future of work. And we wanted to create a program to truly foster our future leaders. And that is the higher purpose. Is not only about STEM, but also we incorporate entrepreneurship and financial literacy. So it's a well-rounded program that's designed to truly prepare people for the future of work. And how this all started was I used to work at Saskatchewan Polytechnic, and I was a former instructor in the computer engineering technology program. And what I found is that many of my students coming in directly from high school were simply not prepared. They had lots of potential. I can see that. But then you would see there were some barriers to success. They would fail or drop out, not because of their ability, because they didn't have the skill sets or prepared, such as the communication skills, the math skills, the time management skills, study skills. So we wanted to create a program to truly prepare students for post-secondary and the future of work. So we started to say, well, you know, we need to get them younger and create that pathway to success. That is one of the things that sparked this idea. Mm-hmm. Also, I have two young children. They're 8 years old and 11 years old, turning 11 on Saturday, my son. And they're all into this technology. Like they have, right, you know, the computers and these laptops, desktops, tablets, smart TVs, smart everything. You know, this is the world that they live in. Mm-hmm. And they are exposed to all this technology, AI tools. But the thing is, there isn't any education that teaches them how to properly and responsibly use the technology that they're exposed to. But also, you know, I see my kids, they're on YouTube and they're, you know, playing these games and whatnot. But how can we use these as tools mm-hmm. for education and to learn something, right? And that can, right. you know, this is again, what we're exposed to right now. This is the world that they're living in. And, these are the tools that they're going to be using in the future of work and post-secondary and then their work and their job and business. So how do we use these tools to properly prepare them? And that's where we formed, this education program so that we can teach, computer literacy and cybersecurity and online safety, math skills, and communication skills, right? There is a higher purpose to develop the person and to prepare them for that future.
Sean, can I just jump in? Because we got a text coming in on the text line with a question already. Someone wanting to know, so are you like a program that runs ancillary to school, or are you replacing school? Is your academy where people can come to get their grade 8, for example?
It is currently a supplement or a complementary to the public school.
Right.
So there are three ways that we operate. One is an after-school program. It is a long-term sustainable program that is on evenings, weekends, and we take them on a long-term journey on full-length courses from introductory coding to advanced robotics, 3D printing, entrepreneurship. It is the full package there. Secondly, we do work with the public schools to offer our content. Mm-hmm. Our courses, most of our courses meet government curriculum standards. So we have a platform, a custom learning management system that is a resource for schools. So teachers can use it in the schools, providing that resource and content in coding and robotics. And thirdly, we offer summer camps and workshops. So we want to empower communities all over Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm. Sean Nannan is my guest, co-founder of Nannan STEM Academy. Your website, which I'm on right now, nannanacademy.com, is mm-hmm. great. You've got all kinds of, I think it really gives people an opportunity to explore what the academy is all about. But walk us through a couple of highlights. What are some teachings, some learnings that the students from Nannan Academy take away?
Well, they take away not only the technical skills, but a higher purpose of building the person. So we have the themes of essential skills, collaboration, leadership, cultural competency, growth mindset, fortitude, creativity. Those are the essential skills that they develop. We use coding, robotics, video games as a tool to make learning fun. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten to, we have many impact stories that I would love to tell. But one is one that we're truly proud of, and that is our work that we do with the Indigenous communities. We have a partnership with various Indigenous bands, and we have created a First Nations Family STEM program where we bring in families into our after-school program, as well as work with the schools in their community. So here's where we have the children, parents, grandparents, all working, coming to the school, working together, going through our course material. But what is important is that the integration of culture into the STEM, combining culture with technology, and they can go through the courses and embrace their traditional educational environment and foster that growth among everyone across Saskatchewan. And that is our outreach program. That is our goal, to bring this education to everyone who normally doesn't have access to this education.
Mm-hmm. Sean Nannan is my guest, co-founder of Nannan STEM Academy. I want to talk briefly about AI. Tell me about how you introduce complex topics like artificial intelligence to kids in a way that's fun and engaging, in a way that's applicable to everyday life, but also in a way that includes, I'm going to say, safety training, or just kind of exploring the dangerous side of AI with the students.
Absolutely. And that is a very critical topic, because this is a material and technology that's everyone has exposed to, but don't properly know how to use it, and also may not know how to protect themselves online. So there is a two-pronged approach here with AI and cybersecurity training. So having students being aware of the technology that's out there, and they're presented, you know, when they're on YouTube and whatnot, they're seeing videos that are AI generated. Also, they, you know, there are ChatGPT and generative AI tools out there that people are using. They have to understand what is being presented to them. So that's one thing, is that accuracy. Okay. So you're prompting, you know, an AI chatbot, for example. So we teach them about prompt engineering, you know, how to use it. But also, more importantly, is that be able to analyze and use critical thinking to see what is in front of you. What is presented to you, right? Is it accurate? Is it not? And how to use it as well. And then because of AI, you know, cybersecurity is also now evolving as well. So, you know, when doesn't matter what age, whether it's children or adults, you are online, you need to understand how to protect yourself. Okay.
Yep.
To be able to recognize a scam, or what is a phishing email, right? So these are a lot of things that have, like, this critical education that needs to be done and delivered to all age groups, because we do have a program for parents, for seniors, as seniors, for example, are a typical target for scams and cybersecurity attacks. So we offer training for computer literacy and online safety for seniors, for example. And on the other end, with children, well, they're all immersed in the technology. They have to learn how to responsibly use this technology and become the creators, not just simply users, but creators of technology as well.
Sean, I just want to jump in because I've got a couple more questions. We've only got a couple of minutes left, but you talked about your program for seniors. So what are the age demographics that you will work with? As young as what? As old as?
Yes. Well, currently, in our, you know, under the NAN and STEM Academy youth program, we have as young as 7 years old, 8 years old, grade three. And up. So we have that middle school and high school. But we also have a post-secondary level training as well under the Nanan Academy Institute. And that will involve professional game design and cybersecurity and quantum computing. But also we have that program for seniors and, you know, ages 60s. Quite commonly. So I would say from ages 8 to 88 is our typical age range.
Yeah. Sean Nanan is my guest, co-founder of Nanan STEM Academy. By the way, you can find them online at nananacademy.com. Great website there. As we come to a close in our chat today, I saw a TED Talk that you did with your vision for education. What do you see in the future? Is what you're doing at the Academy likely to be integrated into mainstream education at some point? And should it be?
It should be. When this will happen, it's hard to tell. Now, you see, the traditional education system was built 200 years ago, and it was designed to pump out assembly line workers. But now if you look at a typical classroom today, you will see kind of the same setup. The rows of desks, you know, a teacher lecturing, students sitting quietly and listening. Now, that one size fits all doesn't properly train everyone for the future of work. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Is that, you know, you're going to need these problem solving, creativity, analytical skills to solve the world's problems. And there is no answer at the back of the book. Okay. This is something that you need to have, that research skills, the analytical skills to tackle a problem. So in order to do this, we have created, you know, in an educational environment where we foster individual, students that have their different learning styles, right? Every one of us have different learning styles. So we foster each one of those individuals in a learning environment where they can feel safe, you know, feel, have a sense of belonging, not afraid to make mistakes. So we take a very project-based approach in the education. It's inquiry based, where students get into a zone of proximal development, where the teacher is not necessarily the sage on the stage, but more of a coach on the side. Mm-hmm. And students really do take ownership of their education. So as they go through the course material, working on projects, exploration, they really can foster their growth in this way. So it would be, in the future, as public schools start to adapt to the change, the fast-changing environment that we're living in, they will have to be some different approaches on how we deliver education as opposed to the standardized model that right. we have today.
It's a fascinating topic, Sean. Congrats on the success so far. I look forward to seeing where you and the team at NAN and STEM Academy go from here, but we appreciate you giving us some time today.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate bringing me on.
Sean Nannan, co-founder of Nannan STEM Academy. You can check them out online. As I mentioned, it's nannanacademy.com. Nannan, by the way, N-A-N-A-N. What a cool opportunity for some children and some adults in our province that are interested in this type of everything from, as you heard Sean say, robotics, game development, coding, artificial intelligence, and really, really wide spectrum there through the science technology realm and how that applies to everyday life, setting kids up for success. So it's a pretty cool story based right here in Saskatchewan, and we're appreciative of having them on the show. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.